Governor Sarah Palin will reimburse the state for costs associated with 9 trips taken by her children. The governor's office says it will amount to about $7,000. Palin must pay the state within 120 days, according to a settlement agreement that was the result of an ethics complaint filed against her with the Alaska Personnel Board. The board hired Special Investigator Tim Patuminos to look into the matter. He says the question was whether the family travel was warranted under the State Ethics Act.
And then there are regulations that attempt to decide or describe what warranted means under the circumstances. And so my endeavor was to take a look at all of these trips that were the subject of the complaint and do two things. One, see if we could come to an agreement about what was and what was not appropriate. But more importantly, to try to put together a mechanism that would be clear and would keep these complaints from being filed in the future.
What percentage of the trips were questionable?
Well, I looked at over 40, and at the end of the day, I think there were 8 or 9 that we say are questionable, where the governor agreed not to contest reimbursement. She may feel that they were still proper, but rather than contest it, we reached an agreement, and we reached an agreement to seek clarifying regulations so that the decision makers have a better understanding of how to apply the act and the regulations provide now.
Can you give us an example of one of the trips in question?
Sure. One of the trips in question was a governor's conference on the East Coast, which was largely an adult policymaking issue, and there's no question that there was a state interest being served. But then the question becomes, was there a state interest being served by the attendance of the children? And a lot of emphasis had been placed on invitations, but my concern about the invitations was that the party making the invitation doesn't pay the bill. And so while being invited is relevant and needs to be taken into consideration, it's not the final answer. So in each trip, the way it's written now, one has to examine the state interest as compared to the personal interest that may be involved and balance them and determine whether the trip was primarily for a personal interest or a state interest.
You were quoted as saying the state's rules on family travel are dizzying. What did you mean by that?
They tend to be internally inconsistent, and it requires actually looking into the mind of the person making the trip on a trip-by-trip basis. And I just found that very difficult, and I found it difficult for the decision makers who are looking for a bright line test to determine whether a trip is reimbursable or not. I think we could do better.
Do you have an idea of what type of language might clarify this?
Well, I think that if they put into effect regulations that talk about, you know, what factors to consider, that the amount of the expenditure is relevant. I think it needs to be tied to the amount of the expenditure. It needs to be tied to what the purpose is. And at the end of the day, assuming that there is a general state purpose, education, and it might involve children, or one of the examples was every year the administration does a first family photograph. And I don't think anyone should expect the governor to pay out of her personal funds attendance at the first official family photograph. But there are ways that these regulations could be written to provide better guideposts than what we have now, which is, let's examine the state of mind of the decision maker on a trip-by-trip basis.
Tim Patuminos was hired as a special investigator for the Alaska Personnel Board. In a statement today, Governor Palin said she is gratified that the settlement recognizes that she broke no laws or ethics rules.